Okay. First is our old business. Ms. Cornwell?
Thank you. The first case under old business is case 12165 Telecom Materials, Inc., and they are seeking a special use exception to have an asphalt batching plant.
Mr. Chairman, I missed that hearing, so I'm going to recuse myself.
Okay. All right. For the board members that were here for that hearing, the public hearing is over, so there's no more testimony. Oh, we did?
We left it open
for the limited purpose of the applicant was to make some written submissions to the board, which you all should have received, and for the board to ask questions of the applicant pertaining to those submissions.
Did you receive them?
I received an email, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, they were emailed out last week, I believe.
Yes.
The applicant submitted something. They had until the last Monday of July to submit that. They submitted that, and they were circulated via email to the board prior to.
And you received it, Mr. Galloway?
Okay. Yes, sir.
Good job.
I did.
I might have.
But
July 24th.
Perhaps if Mr. Workman would like to review it, I could send down my copy. You could take a look at that if you'd like.
No, I'd be fine with that. We heard the case before.
So. Well, I do know there's some materials here, so if you'd like to look at it, we have a copy here for you, Mr. Workman. Ms. Cornwell looks like she's digging through her file as well, so I don't know if she's got a copy or not.
Okay.
I'll just send down my copy to you. So
okay. You've
got it. That way, if during the, you can look at it if they've got questions during the presentation for
I have
you.
A copy, so if we need it extra.
Okay.
You got extra coffee?
Yeah, I got a copy right here if you need.
Yeah, you can send that back.
Okay.
That'll work.
Yep. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
The only thing I didn't see in the, if there had been any violations, I didn't see that there had been.
There was no violation.
And I guess before we get going there, I probably should swear in the witnesses since we would be taking testimony here. Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Jay Miller, 6470 Millington Road, Clayton, Delaware.
Okay. Can you wait right here? Sir, can you step up?
Sure.
Can you state your name and address for the record?
David Schnackenberg, 26 Sugar Ridge Lane, Malvern, Pennsylvania.
Okay. And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening.
How are you guys, sir?
Good. So, are there questions from members of the board regarding the...
No, but this will be a part of their record, correct, now?
That's correct. It was left open for the limited purpose of that submission and for you
and
all
And I think
to
that's
questions.
Just good information to have in the future so that when you come back, mm-hmm. at least, I would submit it every time so that there's
okay.
no question.
Okay.
But I don't see anything...
And we've had no violations. That was back to the last question. We have no violations since we've took over tenancy there.
Taking it over.
Yep.
And nothing has changed since the last time.
We did some improvements to the baghouse and stuff, but I talked about that
yeah.
last time. Yep.
Yeah.
Major change, I guess.
And that was actually stated in the 2013 when we went back and kind of looked at it a little bit through there. We said that would be on natural gas. We did that. We improved the baghouse. We did that. So, yeah.
Yep. Good.
I just think it's good information to have in the file.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Great.
Yep, I'm okay.
All right.
Good. Okay. Thank you. That portion of the hearing is closed. Or do I have a motion to close the hearing? I guess I should ask. Do I have a motion to close the hearing?
I make a motion that we close the hearing.
And a second?
Second.
And all those in favor by roll call vote, Mr. Workman.
Aye.
Mr. Calloway.
Aye.
Ms. McGee.
Aye.
And I also. Thank you, gentlemen. You can have a seat.
Now, are we good to go?
Not yet.
No. It hasn't been approved. We're going to discuss it, and we may make
That'll
a
be our next step.
Decision here. So, it's open for discussion.
I've got no problem with it. I'm ready to vote.
I'm ready to vote. I had no problem with it.
I think they've done their... what we asked of them to provide information about their permits, mm-hmm. that's all here in black and white, And I think it's good to have it in the file so that if anybody wants to go back and look, it's there. And we have proof that they've not had any violations that, and they've been there for a very long time.
They have requested this for 5 years.
Yes.
Okay.
You made that a motion?
No, they've requested, I just made that statement.
I make a motion that we grant the special use exemption for a period of 5 years.
Is that because you feel that it won't substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent neighboring properties?
Yes, and I'm asking them to be very good neighbors.
Okay. Is there a second?
I second that motion.
So we have a motion and a second. So by roll call vote, Mr. Callaway.
Aye.
Ms. McGee.
Aye.
Mr. Workman.
Aye for the reasons stated.
And aye too for the reasons stated. So by a vote of 4-0, I think the case is approved. Now you're finished.
Now you're good.
For a period of 5 years.
For a period of five years.
Thank you guys so much.
After 30 days after the finding of facts.
Thank you for your help.
Next case, please.
The next case under old business.